News Talk 1620 WTAW, the City of Bryan and St. Joseph Regional Health Center have formulated what they call Planning for Wellness, a proposed health and wellness plan and district. And you're invited to learn more about it next week, Monday from 6 to 7, a public meeting, a design open house next Tuesday from 4:30 until 7, both at Bryan City Hall and the City Council Chambers. An opportunity to visit more about this idea with Tim Ottinger from St. Joseph's.
For several years, St. Joseph and the City of Bryan have been talking about the area around St. Joseph in terms of a medical or health district. And in about 6 months, 7 months ago, we really focused that idea on what we're calling a health and wellness district that's really about bringing the resources together to teach people to improve their health, help them work to eat better, learn about chronic conditions they may be having, like diabetes or hypertension, and really kind of focus those resources there so people can learn in kind of a new environment where we've got all the resources together.
What does a formal district do?
Well, a formal district would have some what we'd call an identity. We would identify it as that, do some signage and some marking to let people know they were in that area, and then we would look at partnering with people. We'd look at, you know, whether it's indoor or outdoor, whether we need some building space, whether we need some outdoor space for walking or exercise, allow us to designate that, and then allow resources around the community. So whether it's the Flynn College or A&M or organizations across the community, Health for All or Health Point, to have classes and do education there, it'd be really that one kind of centralized resource where people knew they could get classrooms and other resources they would need to help teach people or improve the health of residents.
I may come back to have you go into the weeds a little bit further about this, but I want to jump ahead to this public input meeting and design open house that St. Joseph's and the City of Bryan has scheduled for later this month.
The public input is we've met a few times. There's kind of a task force of people that are in health education and health resources and some businesses in the area that have met to discuss kind of what this would look and feel like. So we're in the very early stages, and before we get much further down the road, we wanted public input about, you know, how people would worry about, you know, getting there or parking or what kind of classes they'd like to see or you know, what would help them improve their personal health if we had available in that district area. So the public input session is really for people to suggest what they might get from that, what the health resource or the health and wellness area could do for them, as well as answer some of our questions about what they would like to see and, you know, what it potentially would look like. And then the kind of the public view is there are some very high level conceptual designs that the planning folks have gone through to say, we've done or seen some things like this around the country, and this is what it might look like in terms of what the area is designed out to be. So people can get this is a hard concept to just describe and say, this is what it's going to be like. So we thought we would have some drawings and say, this is what it might look like, and then let people react to them, make suggestions.
I would think it would give those of you who have been working on this for several months maybe another fresh look at some things that maybe the community can provide input that, for whatever reason, hadn't been thought of before.
Absolutely. That's what this is all about. This is a very inclusive process, not intended to be an exclusive, because if the public isn't involved and engaged and doesn't want to use this, it's not going to work very well. So we do want public opinion and public input.
Again, visiting with Tim Ottinger at St. Joseph Regional Health Center about two gatherings next week. Planning for Wellness is the theme, a proposed health and wellness plan and district put together by the City of Bryan and St. Joseph's. Monday is the public meeting from 6 to 7, the design open house Tuesday from 4:30 until 7, both at Bryan City Hall and the City Council Chambers. What are some of the things that you all have observed from these types of districts around the country that might be applied to Bryan? And at the same time, what are some things that may be unique to Bryan that y'all have thought about being a part of this district?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And one of the things that the planners have come in and talked about is we have a tremendous amount, if you will, of raw resources. So we've got a lot of higher education opportunities. So we've got A&M teaching a lot of different students, nursing students, medical school students, physiology students, and Blinn at the same end has a lot of nursing and allied health students they're teaching that need hands-on experience. And so we have people that could teach classes and do instruction readily available. We've got a well-developed area that has a lot of healthcare resources within that area, some open space and property that potentially could be available. So there are a lot of, again, those raw resources. And to be honest, this is not exclusively for seniors. This is for the whole spectrum of population from young to old. But we do have a fair amount of seniors living within and around the area that we're talking about around St. Joseph Regional that could readily have access to health resources, again, for the newly diagnosed diabetic, somebody that just found out they have diabetes. Well, there's a lot of education that happens around that about, you know, how to fix food, what to eat, how to take your daily blood sugar levels, and all kinds of other things. And if we can put those all together, you can go to one classroom and find out how to manage your daily insulin levels and later on come to a same classroom in a building and learn how to prepare your food or what to shop for that would help manage your diabetes, everybody will be better off. And that really is the concept, just extended out to whatever health need people might have.
This may be a question a little bit out in right field, but St. Joseph's is in the process of being acquired by Catholic Health Initiatives. What sort of support has CHI maybe has volunteered towards this type of concept?
Sure. So one of the things Catholic Health Initiatives is very much into is community health, preventive health, and really what they call environmental health, to make sure that that everything in the environment is working well to keep people healthy. So we've just started to introduce them to this concept, and I firmly believe from everything I've said and from early discussions that they're going to be very excited about support and the direction this can go, again, to help keep people well and out of the hospital and from getting really, really sick. I believe there'd be a lot of support for this from CHI.
I don't know how much you know about CHI overall, but it kind of indicates to me that maybe St. Joseph's may be on the forefront of something that might help CHI as a whole body by introducing this type of program.
I do believe it's one of the things they'd be real interested in closely watching to see how this develops, how it worked, because they're obviously in a lot of other communities that have the same issues, frankly, that our community does in terms of healthcare and health prevention, and everybody would like to see what's working and what's not. And so I think you're right. I think they'll watch closely and be very supportive of how this works and how it can be transferred into other communities.
Something else that I'm thinking about, because I've been in other communities where there have been health and wellness initiatives on various levels and various scopes, but one thing seems to be common is that the healthier and more well we are, that reduces healthcare costs, and that's something good for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the direction everybody's driving is, you know, it pays to keep, in many, many ways, pays to keep people healthy and well. Somebody that's a diabetic that is not be able to take care of themselves and be preventive, you know, either loses time at work, or if they're already retired, there are other caregivers that have to come into the household. They lose function, lose mobility. They have limbs that go at risk for, you know, so there's all kinds of outcomes that are not very good for people in terms of not maintaining their health. But when you have a community that's actively working to stay healthy. You have fewer people miss work time, so you have more productive community. You have a community that's less susceptible for outbreaks of contagious diseases because they're practicing prevention and just staying on top of things. So absolutely, communities that are healthier just are in better circumstance overall to do really well.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to tell listeners about this?
You know, I think you've been pretty thorough. And again, I would encourage people to come and attend one of the two sessions to look at it, give us some input, because what we would like to design is something that will be useful and functional for people of all ages, all across our community, to help improve their health.
Thanks again to Tim Ottinger with St. Joseph Regional Health Center for the background information on what's happening next week, Monday from 6 to 7, a public meeting, Tuesday from 4:30 until 7, a design open house, this involving a proposed health and wellness plan and district that has been developed by the City of Bryan and St. Joseph's. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.